I think it became apparent almost from the very beginning of the year that large numbers of people were coming north. And my feeling is that we should not have been too surprised by that, because I'm surprised in a way that they didn't start coming north sooner and that there weren't more of them, because what you have is a situation of simultaneous, complex, protracted conflicts from the western bulge of Africa into the Himalayas, with very few stable islands in between. We have the conflict of the, well, first of all, you had the Ebola in the Manna River Union, the three countries there. You have Boko Haram in Nigeria, a 40-year war in Somalia, deteriorating situation in South Sudan, ethno-religious conflict in the Central African Republic, unfinished revolutions in both Libya and Yemen, 5-year war in Syria. So it should have been evident. Actually, I would say since October 2013, it should have been evident that this was going to happen, because that's when the 368 people perished off the shores of Lampedusa. So I think it's been with us all year long.
There was a lot of goodwill at one point, especially during the summer, and now there seems to be a turn of a tide. There's a lot of hostility. Mm-hmm. What do you attribute this change in the perception or the fear that seems to be growing about these new arrivals in Europe and elsewhere in the Western world?
I think what the Europeans mostly fear is they have no control of the situation. It's understandable fear. So there's a declining confidence on the part of the population that the governments and the union really can manage this situation. And, of course, part of the problem is you have a crisis of solidarity within the European Union, where a lot of countries are not following what Brussels decides. You also have what I would call migrant or refugee amnesia, both historical and contemporary. They've forgotten that in 1951, our organization, the International Organization for Migration, and the UN High Commission for Refugees, we were founded in 1951 precisely to take European refugees ravaged by the Second World War to safer shores and a new life. They've also perhaps forgotten that Ethiopia for years has given shelter to 700,000 refugees, Kenya to 400,000, Sudan to 200,000, and that Lebanon, with a population of 4.5 million, has more than 1 million refugees on its territory. So one needs to have a bit of perspective on this. And I think also there's a psychological adjustment that has to occur that hasn't, which is that Europe, which has peopled the world for several centuries, for now for about 4 decades, has become not a continent of origin, but a continent of destination. And it takes a lot of political leadership and courage to prepare the public mind for the fact that inexorably the world is going to become, countries are going to become more multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-religious. But for that, people need to understand from their leaders why it's happening and how it's being managed.